2020 Podcast. Fire. Talking sports. Let's go.
1420 Podcast, where the sports content is all facts. It won't charge us like the offense in Los Angeles to watch it. So be caught up with your hockey, with your football, with your soccer, with your baseball, basketball, your wrestling, pro leagues, and your college. It is all there brought to you by Fiats and JL. Keeping you updated with the greatest in town on sports willingly. So listen to the facts that they tell and enjoy the show. Kick back, force out.
Welcome to the 4th and 20 Podcast.
It's about sports, eh?
About sports. It's been a little bit since we recorded one, but you know, we're here.
We took a break.
You know what? Every week for a full fucking calendar year, it's a little, you know,
takes a lot. The show took a couple weeks off. We could take a couple.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Buddy, any sports centered show, like any North American sports centric show, takes.
You have your off season.
A little break after Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And it's not just because of the NFL. It's just that's the way the sports calendar kind of works.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a little sportsed out. You take a couple weeks off. You come back. It's NBA, All-Star game, and then playoff run, and March Madness, basically, and spring training. Like, it's kind of like a recharge for everybody.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, there's a little low, and then we get fucking smacked with every sport by October. We have every sport pretty much. Fucking yeah. Well, I mean, I guess October, November for bat, like, it's nuts. But since we last recorded, I'll just very quick the fucking, you know,
lots of shit happened.
Yeah, I remember saying the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, unfortunately. Fortunately for some people, unfortunately for, I guess, a lot of people.
Like I told you, they would.
And like, I know. I the thing is, JLB, I knew they were gonna win, but my brain is like, you know what? Let's talk to the universe for a second. Maybe the script.
Universe,
maybe the script.
Don't listen.
I know. But it's just like, fuck. Like, I'm watching the game. Like, what? I'm like, oh god. I'm like, this is. I'm like, they're like, Chiefs are gonna win.
The universe is sucking dick.
The overtime, I knew. I'm like, San Fran's not winning. San Fran is not winning this game. I was so mad, and then I watched it. And I was like, eh, whatever.
No chance.
But you know, fucking Mr. Pfizer and fucking Taylor Swift got their little kiss at the end.
That's it.
They got their end of their fucking rom com. I guess maybe not. Fucking.
You want to know how bad I've gotten with the NFL? I literally fucking left the bar when overtime started. I was saying goodbye, and I had to explain myself to a bunch of people who were like, "You're leaving? Seriously, the game's not over." I'm like, "Look, buddy,
it's finished.
I signed up for four quarters."
Yeah.
You know, okay. Game may not be over, but I'm done.
Yeah, and I literally. So actually, it's funny thinking back on this. Like, we were there hanging out with our friends. Obviously, like, we were eating food, we were drinking, but the halftime show's long.
Yeah.
And everything, you know. Yeah. So, halftime show was sick, by the way. Like, in the sense of like, the bar we were at with everybody was like roughly the same age group, and everyone was belting it out. Actually, it was pretty dope. Like,
oh, for sure, you're all hammered too. It makes sense.
Was saying how bad Alicia Keys' first note was or whatever, and like Usher was out of key, and we were.
She was the halftime, bro.
Buddy, if I would have made a bet on first song, which I should have, I would have won. I told Melissa all day it's gonna be caught up. Oh, it's gonna be so. Caught
oh
up.
Yeah, man. That's...
Like, well, the song writes itself.
Yeah.
If you're so caught up in the moment, why would you not lead up with this?
Yeah. And it's one of his...
2 years in a row, because Fiat's called Weekend last year.
Yeah.
He called what he was starting with. Yeah. Or no, that was the pandemic year, wasn't it?
Pandemic year, I called what he started with. He started with fucking whatever the hell.
It was Rihanna last year. No, yeah, Fiat's called it hard on the thing. Anyways. And then, as soon as they hit, I'm like, I was done, bro. Like, that's how little I could care about that game, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I care. The only reason I had any interest was just hoping KC would lose. It wasn't like, I wasn't watching it as, like, a fan of anything. I was just like, oh, I hope KC loses. That's why I watched it.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I was hoping KC lost too, but that wasn't enough for me. Like, I wasn't driven enough to stay there and be like, lose.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And then we were on our way to the subway, and fucking a bunch of 20-something-year-old, like, young 20-year-olds, must have been, just... out into the street screaming with each other.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Hugging one, tackled the other one. They were like, going bananas. And I just looked at Shayla and I was like, Chiefs won. She's like, really? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
look who's selling right now.
It wouldn't have been like with a comeback like that or whatever. Like, it wouldn't have been San Fran that one, you know?
No, fuck. I was...
But anyways, lots more. You know what the funny part about that is? The NFL is so good at turnaround that, like, even as someone who was like, not pleased that the Chiefs won.
Yeah.
I'm already over it because, like, in my world where fantasy is, you know, one of the staples, we got all these moves going.
Oh, no, exactly. Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of movements.
Man, almost like, I think we say it every year, it's like, holy fuck, like, all these, like, it does happen every year, but it just, I think because it happens so much and so often now, whenever I see it, like, this was fucked. Like, the mound, and not even, like, today, the first, like, fucking tampering day. The fucking cleaned house on fucking tampering day, they cleaned house.
No, these are, they're, you know why? Like I just said, these are fantasy implication.
Oh, yeah. Tons of them are, which is fucked.
All over the place. And betting implication moves everywhere.
Well, betting for sure. Especially when it's like what, like, you know, most, like Frank gets my boy this season.
Let's not talk about
it, Fred. Mr. Let's Ride.
What did I tell you, Fred?
Is now in Pittsburgh.
We all know I'm a Kenny guy.
Yes, absolutely.
I want Kenny to get a real chance in a real offense. Yeah. I think he's a beauty.
Yeah.
Handsome man, hot wife, wins football games.
Is a cock.
Listen, a vet like Russ comes for 1.2 mil. It's like,
it might be a cock.
Like, you gotta bring him in, I guess. But it's like, makes me sick as well. Makes me want to throw up at the same time.
Well, yeah, what I'll say is me and Joe B were talking in
cock.
Oh, yeah, Russell's a cock, obviously. We know that already, but 100% cock.
I like to hear that in the background.
He was just dropping cock every now and then, yeah. Because it's, yeah. But it's either gonna. This is it's one. It's the
one or the other.
It's one. This is literally one or the other. Either Russell is Russell, and he fucking
is shit.
And he gets Tomlin his first losing season. That's one of the options. Like, and I mean, 8-9 losing season because
he won't play that long.
That's what I'm just or. There he's
Kurt Warner.
He's Kurt Warner. He figures it out after.
I pray for the
and they win. They win 11, 12 games, and then they fucking go on a run. That's my own. That's where our brain. Like, that's one of the other two.
I pray for the Kurt Warner stuff because you got to think though. They don't really have much receivers, many receivers right now after trading Deontay.
They have Pickens and yeah.
You know what? Like, get the divas out of here. We don't need divas. Deontay. You not happy? Okay.
That guy can't catch football.
Yeah, but okay, no, you can't say that because even though he was only 1.2 million, I heard on the fucking report today that he had 6 bodyguards with him at the Super Bowl. This guy.
Oh man.
Yeah,
he's a space cadet. He's nuts.
We're talking about the receiver room now, okay? That's been a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Been a problem.
Sorry, Frank.
We all know Russ is nuts, Frank or Pino. We all know he's nuts.
Yeah, you know what Russell Wilson, okay? Because Kenny Pickett's the guy, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's
you know what? Fair enough.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Kenny guy. So we can chirp Russ all we want because he is a fucking.
Frank. Hey, it's.
Okay? It's gonna make me sick. But anyways, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Then the Steelers added Patrick Queen.
That's
he decided he's tired of looking like a loser.
Yeah.
He wants to look like a winner.
That's a honestly. That's a big fucking like.
Massive pickup on defense. Massive.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not like that's fucking.
You know, getting Dante Johnson back in that trade, or Dante Jackson back in that trade for Dante Johnson.
He's a good corner. He's a good corner.
A good corner to be the second or third corner.
Yeah, so it's a. And you lose a guy who doesn't catch.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
making moves. And they're gonna, buddy, I'm just refreshing Twitter right now to wait to see Tyler Boyd sign with the Steelers.
Okay? That'd be funny.
Bring him home.
That'd be a mint pickup for Pittsburgh. Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, he wants to come home. He's a Pittsburgh boy. He wants to come home.
Did he go to Pitt?
He's from Pittsburgh, went to Pitt.
Fuck. Yeah, it's very possible. Because nobody
wants... the most draft receiver in this draft. There's fucking a thousand of them.
There's a ton of receivers. It is kind of top-heavy, but there's so many of them.
There's a lot of receivers in this draft.
Because, like...
You see Hunter Renfro. You know, Hunter Renfro got released. Go get him.
That one's... I'm just... Someone, like... I'm surprised he hasn't signed... Unless he's waiting
slot
to fucking
machine,
figure it out.
Baby.
I mean, you can fit the guy in any any offense. It doesn't matter. Like,
well, he just got released today, right? So it'll be...
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, like, he'll work in any offense. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And he's probably not... He's not that expensive of a fucking player.
Yeah, Steelers right now, okay? They're going to be okay.
I kind of hope Denver signs Michael Thomas just because he was a saint and just to do it. Because... Not knowing who the quarterback's going to be, I would like a bunch of receivers.
Like I told you off air, like it might be some dark times next season for Denver.
Yeah, that's the fucked up thing is since the Super Bowl.
Get rid of everybody.
Yeah, no, it's since the Super Bowl.
I don't trust Kenny Pickett, bro. I gotta say it.
Kenny Pickett's a winner.
No, Kenny, man, this is too, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
Guy was winning.
I don't know if I can get there with the Steelers this year, bro. We'll see what else they do.
Guy was 7-4 with the worst coordinator in football history.
I see you smirking over there, bro.
Kenny Pickett, 7-4 with the worst coordinator in history. 9-8 the year before, Fias.
He was, yeah.
Winning ball games, last drives of the game. Kenny Pickett's best drives, no huddle. Wonder why. Point out.
That's
Mr. Retardation not calling the plays anymore.
Now you get the ride.
Beauty. Love that. See? Now we can run an offense. It's great.
See, I think they brought in Wilson to drive Pickett to, like, you know, test him in camp and shit and have him there just in case. But I think they're going with Kenny. You gotta see what you got with him for real.
I think they're going with Russ.
No, Russ is starting for sure.
No.
Yes. Oh, 1,000,000,000%.
Absolutely.
That's not even.
I don't think. What makes you? I'm curious because that's the first take I've heard from anybody that says Russ is guaranteed starter.
Because
majority of football people have been saying.
Why do you sign Russell Wilson if he's not going to start? You don't say Russ to be a backup.
He wouldn't have gone to Pittsburgh if he wasn't being told.
100,000,000,000%. He's not going anywhere. There's even a sniff of him not being a starter. Not even a sniff. Like, if he even hears, like, oh, you know, no, I'll sign somewhere else. He's only going to Pittsburgh knowing he's going to start in Pittsburgh.
Okay, he's not starting for long.
Probably not. Oh, no, that's the thing. Probably not. You know, like I said, unless he starts ripping it, he'll be out by week fucking 6 or 7, depending on what the record is.
That's weird, though. So what, are they willing to give, let's say Russ has middle, I don't know. I guess it's too early to call.
I mean, he's in it.
What if Russ goes fucking 3-2?
Then you,
with two divisional wins or something, you know?
Then he stays in.
Yeah, but then, so what? You're giving Pickett a year on the bench and then you're going to develop him even further?
I don't know.
Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows? The thing is with Russ is they're paying him peanuts. Like, he's what, 1.2 against the cap?
Yeah. The fucking Broncos are paying him $38 million by ads.
Hey, what are you going to fucking do, okay? It wasn't my decision.
$38 million.
I didn't decide to do this.
$38 million. Listen, not to play for them.
It's not my decision. If it was my decision, we wouldn't have signed. We wouldn't have traded for Russell Wilson.
Right there is why. There's the possibility that he goes out and just proves that those couple years in Denver were just a donut hole in my career, like Kurt Warner.
No.
Because the Broncos are taking the biggest dead cap hit in NFL history.
I know.
To tell him.
I don't think anybody will ever reach it.
To tell him, no, we'd rather do that than have you play football for our team. Go fuck yourself, you loser.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Oh, man.
Speaking of money, I heard a wild, wild stat today. Kirk Cousins has made $7 million less in on-field money than LeBron James has made in on-court money.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kirky.
Man, he had the 3-year run of just fucking...
He got two franchise tags.
Oh, two franchise tags, sorry. I thought it was...
He got two franchise tags.
He's been in the league for 20... He's been in NBA for 20 years.
It's fucked. Yeah, no, it sounds fucked, but like... Because Kirk was getting paid whatever the highest guys were getting paid at all the time. Man, he figured it out.
You got 2 years.
Gonna ruin my one bed here.
Fine. 2 years of guaranteed franchise tag money,
which is like probably almost like 80.
And then he signed like $100
something with Minnesota.
And then he just signed another 100 something with Atlanta.
That's
$240 million right there, guaranteed.
Right there, exactly. That's what Deshaun Watson got right away.
Kirko.
Yeah, man, he's fucking that guy. And that guy's like, he's been hurt, but body wise, he's not as beat up as these fucking other 20-year quarterbacks. And he made fucking bank. I don't know where he's living, but he's chilling wherever he's living.
He also has more regular season ties than most playoff wins.
Jesus,
that's a wild stat.
He's a good quarterback. He's not like.
I love Kirk.
He's not your elite quarterback, but he can. I don't like him. I don't think he's as good as people think he's as good as he is. Like, he's a good quarterback. Like, I don't know. Like, in Atlanta, like,
we talk about fantasy, Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Look for them.
Yeah.
I think he's good. So, speaking of moves, like, all the moves and stuff, Sure. And then I heard another stat about Carolina.
Oh, God.
Has effectively turned Christian McCaffrey,
Brian Burns.
And,
Brian Burns.
Yeah,
Brian. Yeah, yeah. And then there was a third guy.
Oh.
McCaffrey. Oh, yeah, there's a third guy. Who's the third guy?
Like a big.
No. DJ. No, it was a high pick from somewhere else.
DJ Moore?
No. It's not DJ Moore. Fuck, who is it now? I saw this too. It was hilarious.
I can't think
it's
of like.
Bother us now, you know? It's
gonna I can't think. Yeah, of...
It is gonna bother me. Was it? It wasn't a first round pick, was it?
No, they have not gotten first round picks for these three guys.
No. I'm saying, was it McCaffrey, Burns, and a first rounder?
The third. The third player. I can't even think of the third player is.
It was someone damn good. It was like somebody young or good too. Can't remember.
Was there another pass rush? I can't.
I'm gonna type it on a Twitter. Panthers.
But anyways, the things that they've traded. These three players for, or like what they've effectively gotten,
yeah,
based on their last three big moves, is it's atrocious.
Oh, like I mean, you like between McCaffrey and Burns alone, you didn't get. You didn't
oh
get,
yeah, yeah, it is.
It was DJ Moore.
Yeah, it is DJ Moore with the first pick. Yes, DJ.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was DJ Moore to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they gave us like DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, and Burns, and they've gotten back like Bryce Young. A second and a sixth or something. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, they're yeah.
But the best is last year they could have gotten a one and like a one next or like a one and like a three for Brian Burns. They said no.
Yeah.
But this year you trade him for a two and a five. I don't care.
Fuck that. Yeah, just
like what are we doing here?
Well, Brian Burns
in guards. That's nice, but they're like is it Brian Dante Johnson? That's.
Like
the guys that I listened to were saying that that's going to be a good pickup based on some
fantasy wise, that'd be a good pickup for sure. Yes. Garbage time throws to him for sure.
No, some of the metrics and the analytics of like the routes that he runs that'll help Bryce Young or something like that.
They're going to get smashed in a lot of games, so like get those garbage time points from Deontay Johnson
for sure. Oh, for sure.
And then Tampa's got an A+ right now because they managed to bring back Baker and Evans, right?
Oh,
they brought back pretty much everybody.
Baker.
Tampa and Atlanta are going to be battling in that division.
Fuck. I'm happy Baker got his 100 mil though.
Is New Orleans sticking with Derek Carr? I guess so.
Right? I don't. There's been zero talk on
good
him.
Loser.
Because I guess they're
not right. Like, what's going on there?
Nah, it's fucking. They just. I guess. I don't know how high of a pick they have. I guess it all depends on the draft pick. Like, do they plan on drafting a quarterback? They probably will, but depending where they draft, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? I have a feeling, buddy, here's a prediction, okay?
Okay.
The Steelers again. Let's go back. We'll be drafting.
Well, sorry, real quick on New Orleans. Jim is out.
Jim is in Cleveland now.
Yeah, real quick on the New Orleans thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go.
That was it.
No, he's just
Winston. Winston's out of New Orleans, so like, yeah, Carr's the only one left right now.
Yeah, they have no backup there now.
No.
Because they haven't brought anybody else yet, from what I see.
No.
But I predict the Steelers are going to draft Spencer Rattler for either about the fourth or fifth round.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I just have this feeling. I don't know why.
You draft another, like, I guess even with Pickett, you do draft another guy just in case, I guess.
They always have a third QB.
Yeah. Because I don't, even if Denver doesn't draft a quarterback with their first pick, which I have to like train my brain that it's probably going to be a quarterback. Because like I think it's gonna be Bo Nix from everything I'm hearing.
Bo,
because they had fucking like half their fucking scouts were at the fuck where it was at Bo was at that
yeah,
pro
but
day.
They're gonna go out all those.
It's true. Everything I'm hearing in the Denver community is that Bo Nix is the favorite, but who knows?
That's because everyone says that after every fucking pro day.
Of course, no. I mean this has been like 2-3 weeks.
We'll see.
I don't want Bo Nix. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather have a JJ McCarthy in that situation.
You know what's funny? All these quarterbacks are so good in this draft. Who knows who's gonna be really shit?
And you know,
I think everyone's sleeping on Michael Penix, and it's hilarious to me.
I think, for sure. I would take I think, I don't know if I guess the lefty shouldn't really affect anything, unless people trip out by a left-handed quarterback in the NFL.
Well, of course they trip out. People were saying Miami would be a good fit for him because they already have
a left-handed quarterback. Yeah, it's fucking, they trip out with left-handed quarterbacks. They just, because even in the history of fucking the NFL, it's how fucking minimal, how many, like, left-handed quarterbacks were there? You can probably count on two hands, all left-handed quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It's fucking overblown, bro.
Oh, of course.
I was left-handed QB in high school. I caught the ball. It was fine.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course. Absolutely. I think I. It's
ball still comes to you.
There's no difference. If they're ripping it as a quarterback, left or right handed, who gives it? Like, they're ripping it.
Bunch of pear-shaped losers.
Another big signing we haven't talked about yet: Saquon Barkley, the Eagles.
That one's like, as much as it makes sense, it's still weird. It's
really weird. Even making moves, actually. The Eagles are trying to load up right now.
Well, they have. Well, yeah, that makes sense because like
they are loading up. Good for them.
Barkley, Devontae Parker, Bryce Huff.
That's a great pickup, actually. A sneaky, quiet one is Devontae Parker.
Oh yeah,
your third receiver. That's fantastic.
They brought back Gardner Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good pickup too. Like, they made good moves. Johnson.
Running back fucking carousel.
Oh yeah, God man.
Buddy, the running back moves are insane.
Everybody went somewhere way off.
I don't like Derrick Henry anymore. Fuck him.
Why? Understandable.
Philly did well, but Houston is having a really good offseason.
Yeah, Houston's cleaning up too.
Oh yeah, Joe Mixon.
Keeping Joe Mixon for a 7th round pick was a good move.
Daniel Hunter's a good pickup, right? Bro. Like, Daniel Hunter's good.
Hunter, the guy. So one of the guys that I listen to a lot, he's from Minnesota, and the other guys, whatever. And they're chirping the Vikings today. They were like, if Kevin O'Connell had a crystal ball, would he go back and take this job? They're talking about getting rid of Jefferson. He's got no Cugino. Getting rid of Daniel Hunter. Like, the fuck are the Vikings doing?
There's no way they're getting rid of Jefferson. That'd be
fucking crazy. No.
But they're, in their history, they don't pay people. They don't pay anything but quarterbacks, they say, unless they completely change their friggin' mentality.
Yeah, like, there's no way you don't give him the highest paid receiver.
You have to.
And who are you bringing in for Jefferson? So are they going to go after quarterback in the draft?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They signed Sam Darnold, so right now he's the starter. As of right today, if we were to like pick the, because like otherwise it's Nick Mullins or fucking Jaren Hall, so it's Sam Darnold. But they definitely draft the guy.
They can definitely trade up, right? Like, you don't know.
Yeah,
did Aaron Jones go there?
Yes.
Yeah, did. Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones and fucking Van Ginkel went there. They made a couple of sneaky signings.
Greenard or whatever.
Yeah, from Houston.
Houston just went there.
Yeah. Too. There's one fucking crazy one. What was the crazy one? Not crazy, but like, I guess there was one that threw me, it still throws me off whenever I look at it.
I think Hawkinson is still there too, right? Like, they got, like, decent guys.
Yeah. The Eckler one makes me laugh.
What a loser.
Eckler, you went, like, again, it's when I, like, on the Washington side,
Washington is loaded up with guys. They're not going to win the games. They're only going to win, like, 7 games.
Yeah. But, like, and, like, who do the Chargers replace Eckler with? Gus Edwards. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, good luck with you. Good luck to you.
Well, that's one. But Eckler's also he wasn't Eckler last year. At least didn't look like it.
And they just cut Mike Williams actually.
Yeah,
which is the guy wants the Steelers to go after.
That's a crazy.
Mike Williams is going to be cheap.
Oh, man.
Mike Williams just made all this money. You don't have to pay him much. Like, let's go.
And he's a fucking perfect number two. Worst case could be a one in like certain situations. Like, he's a very good receiver.
So we'll see. A lot of guys out there, a lot of guys being signed. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, it's fucked. And like, it's only the first couple days too. Like, it's just now you'll see like one or two signings every day now, and then right up until the draft. The draft is because like the draft is coming up sooner rather than later too, which is fucked.
I love the draft.
Yeah, I already have our picks set up. I was telling JLB like we're even in like what picks, because obviously we're doing like we always do, like I'm doing the West, JLB South, Pino East, you Frank North, and like we're all even on picks. And like looking at the thing, it's like, okay, it should be a good draft. I hope it's a good draft because like Denver has a decently high pick, even though fuck, I don't know. I have no. It's the Justin Simmons thing, kind of like that fucking threw me for like Judy. I get it, Judy. We're always gonna like he was always gonna like leave, but the Simmons one because of like he's the casualty to fucking Russell Simmons is fucking Russell Wilson to Justin Simmons, which I wish like. He's just so it's hard to replace. Like Brandon Jones is gonna do well, I think, but he's not Justin Simmons. Like Justin Simmons lead the league in picks since he's been drafted. He's a 4-time that's a all pro safety, but fucking that stupid fucking cuck fucking contract fucked everything up.
What a cuck.
It's not like it's everybody's fault. It's not his fault as the Walmart's, the Denver's, it's everybody's fault.
Cuck hold for that.
But
if the cuck does what he did last year in Pittsburgh with 26 TDs, 8 picks, Steelers are going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, that's the thing. If he does what he did last year, because your defense, with your defense,
Steelers had 24 touchdowns the last 2 years.
That's what, yeah, that's Joby was telling me that. That's fucking bananas.
Man, we were talking about that, honestly.
Canada, boys. That's it right there.
The more, but yeah, Frank, the more you think about it, the more fucked it gets.
That's two seasons.
Trust me, I watched it.
Oh, and yeah. You don't realize like, oh, they're not throwing touchdowns. And then
yeah, because like you even like if I was saying five, like if my a quarterback of my team threw like 15 to 18 touchdowns, I'd be like, wow, they're shit.
Yeah.
And like, but even if they did that 2 years in a row, that's more than 24 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, they averaged 12 touchdowns. But that's the thing, it's just over like 24 games. This is 17
games. Yeah, like 15 points a game.
Like, yeah. That's wild.
Because you're thinking like you because like stats wise, it's that's an average of a touchdown a game, but you know they didn't throw a touchdown every game. So like there was games where they
like you want your defense to give up 15 points a game. Your offense should not be scoring 15 points.
No, in today's NFL, you're scoring under 21 points. Something is very wrong. Like you have to be you have to be scoring at least 21 points a game.
Buddy, three touchdowns. When I say the Steelers score three touchdowns, I'm like, this is wild. What's today?
That's what I'm saying. That should be the
That shouldn't be unusual.
No. That should be the baseline of an offense, 21 points.
Fuck.
And then you can average 24, and then the really good teams average 28.
Okay. No, like, I never understood it. Like, you should be able to score, like, you have four fucking quarters. You should be able to score a touchdown a quarter.
With four downs, too. You have that extra
not
down.
Every game, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, like, yeah, just like the yeah, the touchdown.
Play teams like the Steelers defense, we're gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, but like you should, but when you're playing teams that you know are inferior, you shouldn't be winning games 10-9. You shouldn't be or like losing games fucking 13-10. Like you should be like, you don't want to be in those games. You can't be in those games consistently. It's not doesn't even if you're winning a lot of those like the Steelers finished 9-8, but like because if your offense was 10% better, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
10% like. You throw another three, four touchdowns during the playoffs over the course of the season. Like, it's fucked.
But they're in the playoffs last year.
Oh, actually, it's not. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Never mind. Yeah, sorry. They still, yeah, they snuck in. Yeah, they snuck in there. I forgot. Touchdowns. Yeah, yeah.
So what happens if you're just going just a couple touchdowns?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot. Yeah,
Magic Queen.
Yeah, I forgot what that. I forgot the fucking way. My brain tries to forget the whole fucking season happened.
And then you gotta look like the Bengals are falling apart over here. Nixon gone.
Nobody wants to play there anymore.
Who'd they bring in?
Zach
Moss, awesome.
Which is fine. and Gesicki. They signed Gesicki too.
Tyler Boyd gone. He's gonna be in Pittsburgh soon. Fucking right. And then T. Higgins wants out. Good job, guys. Well done. You guys are doing great over there.
I wonder what T. Higgins. I guess T. Higgins. But like, since you trade him to an AFC team, I guess if the deal's right. You're not trading Jamar Chase. You're trading like even though T. Higgins is bomb, but like Buffalo could use a T. Higgins. But like, I don't think Cincy would trade.
That would make them. That's who they want. Fiats.
The Bills. Oh, for sure they want T. Higgins. Of course they want T. Higgins. Because Diggs needs someone like that. He can't like he's not. Especially if Gabe Davis is gone. Gabe Davis is in fucking Duval County.
Yeah, Duval replaced Ridley with like three fucking different guys. Doomerville from the Ravens just went there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got somebody else that signed there, too.
Yeah.
Ridley, what the fuck? The Titans are making moves. Never mind.
Yeah, Ridley, fucking... Signed somebody else. They signed somebody else, too. Oh, yeah, fucking Pollard. They signed
they
Denver.
They just brought in who's their backup quarterback now for Levis?
Oh, I saw that. Oh, shit.
Oh, Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah. Mason Rudolph, yeah.
My boy Mason is a backup quarterback in Tennessee now.
But fucking, they signed Cushenberry from Denver in the center.
Yeah, like they've made some good moves where like they're going to compete. They may not win a lot yet.
Yeah.
But like they're getting there.
Well, with what levers, you don't know. Like he, with the spurts he had, you give him a full season. You never know. The division's not, we've realized that division, even with Trevor Lawrence, that division's not, nobody owns that division.
It's wide open.
That division's wide open for anybody. That division's fucked.
Houston might be. Try to just take over, but.
which is fine. I'm like that's probably what's happening. But at least I think it's but not as
got,
like
you got D. Hopkins is still there too. So you got Hopkins and Ridley, and Traylon Burks, who is a first round pick.
Plus they drafted Okonkwo, whatever that tight end's a tight end.
Yeah, they got Okonkwo.
Right? Tony Pollard's a good like he's not Henry, but he's still
a good running back to go with Spears. They're doing okay. They're on offense.
You're giving Levis enough.
They drafted a lineman last year. Maybe they draft another lineman this year.
No, they'll for sure draft a lineman.
Right, like keep loading up.
There's a lot of
not everyone's gonna win the Super Bowl next year. Not everyone's gonna be ready to make the playoffs.
Of course,
compete Super Bowl
yeah, it's
but are you getting better? Right? Yeah. Unlike the, like a team like who's not getting better, like Carolina. Like, what the fuck?
Carolina.
Like the Cardinals have done fuck all.
Maybe New England. I don't know. New England's.
New England's done fuck all.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys just got Eric Kendricks because he decided not to go to the Niners,
which
that
is
their first.
Which is fucking. What?
I
was like, what?
That.
You're probably gonna start in San Fran. Eh? Greenlaw's out for God. Like that's a and like you're starting with like the best defense in the league. Like,
yeah.
The Cowboys. I guess like they're a good defense too, but really, man. I don't know.
Come on, here.
I mean, it's still early.
Oh, of course. We know nothing. We haven't played the game yet. It's just like it's just.
But.
It's very.
No,
early.
I'm saying even in all the moves and shit.
Oh yeah.
Paper moves, which is good
of course.
And shit, but,
of course.
Yeah. No. Like. Straight up, dude. Cowboys haven't done shit. Nothing. Where did Pollard go? Tennessee,
yeah.
Man, but that's why I don't get, like, what? Why? Why would you go to Dallas over...
San Fran? I don't know. Maybe a little more money? I haven't fucking...
Maybe
I haven't...
money, maybe. They said Mike Zimmer being there, like, helped.
Jerry Jones gives a good blowjob, so that's why.
That's it, too.
Yeah, for Jera. Sure. Jerry Jones.
Jera Jones. Only... You want my money... You better let me suck that dick.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I guess, like, it's just maybe, maybe, like you said, maybe the Zimmer thing. Money, but even money, how much different could the money really be at that point? I don't know.
All I know is shout out Baker, okay?
Baker. 100
Baker,
mil.
Baby.
$100 million man.
Baker, baby.
I'm glad he got that. I'm glad he got paid. Finally, like, finally, like he's getting paid and like he found a spot. Knock on wood, like he found a spot to be. Because like, he's a fucking like he's a good fucking man. He's a good fucking quarterback.
My guy, Bake.
He might not be your fucking Mahomes, whatever, but he's a fucking he wins games.
Gamer.
He wins games.
That's it, man.
He's what I wish like Tebow could like build
he's
into.
A, he's
is
a
what
gamer.
Fucking.
You know what I saw actually about the schedule when they released now is the. Opening game, they should make Steelers at Broncos.
Oh, good lord, no!
Starting at quarterback.
Jesus Christ, that's the.
I may throw up, but it's every time I say that.
Frank, I sat through 2 years of a Frank, and Frank, there's no skin off your back except for yeah, like you're like Kenny Pickett, but like
my guy,
nothing, but like I was like this doesn't affect this like. 1.2 million for a year? Fuck, okay. Like, it's not, it's like, yeah. No, it's nothing. Where we had to pay, we traded for him and fucking paid him $1 billion and now we're still paying him. Like, it's fucked. I knew it was gonna happen. I fucking knew this was gonna happen. As soon as he traded for him, I was not happy when he traded for him. I was not happy. I know Aaron Rodgers tore his ACL. Maybe wouldn't happen at Mile High, not that shitty field at MetLife. I would have so much rather have Aaron Rodgers than fuck. Like, good lord. And like, he did, like, He did, even last year, like, he had a good, like, people like, oh, he had a good, he did well last year, don't get me wrong, but, like, he's not the reason we were 8-9. Like, our defense saved us fucking during that whole stretch.
Oh.
So, like, I know he had a good season for an hour, you know, but he's.
Buddy, those were inflated, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I watched Broncos games in the red zone, obviously, right?
Yeah. A lot of those are fighters.
He's making mistakes in the most crucial of areas.
Exactly. And like, Cortland Sutton, I watched the top 100 passes because I was bored the other day. And in the top 15, he's there 4 times. Like, he made plays last year that, like, the catch in Buffalo, he had no business catching. He made like 2-3 and one-handed catches for touchdowns. So if it wasn't for Cortland Sutton, like, he got 10 touchdowns and he threw 26. So if it wasn't for Cortland Sutton, we'd be talking about fucking nothing. We'd be talking about fucking a 5-win season. You know what I mean? Like, it's. Cortland Sutton made that much of a difference.
Does Cortland Sutton get traded out? Like, do they clear
it? No, he's not good. He's still got 2 years left in his contract. They won't trade him. I think.
Ooh, that's a lot of time.
Yeah, I think he's gonna stay because like he's fucking. He's proven. He's like he's not. Judy was. It's been tough. And like he haven't seen more like Sutton. You know, Sutton's last year wasn't a fluke. Like Sutton's a consistent receiver as long as he has like some quarterback play. So that's why next year is fucking gonna be interesting. Depending if, because like I said, it's Justin Fields. It's Ryan Tannehill or it's a rookie. Or maybe it's fucking... They say fucking and Jared Stidham fucking starts.
Better prepare yourself for Ryan Tannehill.
Listen, I've... They won the Super Bowl in 2015. What have they done since then? I'm used to it now.
Just saying.
It could be Ryan Tannehill. It could be fucking. You could pull it fucking Jay Cutler from fucking somewhere out of his dick and play.
It will be.
Yeah, it's not. Doesn't whatever. Cool. It's not, get a good draft pick for next season. Like I don't like it's. It is what it is. Because even if we get, let's say we get Justin Fields, there's no guarantee he's like good. Like he's good enough to like win, make it like win this game.
Yeah, like, there's no guarantee he lights it up, right? Like it was crazy.
So like it's just for me, it's just to try something different. And like I just don't want to draft a quarterback. Like I don't, not that I don't trust any of these quarterbacks. I don't trust what we're gonna do if we take a quarterback. Like I don't know, because we're not gonna get. I want Jalen Daniels is who I want at quarterback. We're not gonna get him.
What's the pick?
They have 12.
Yeah.
12. Too late for anything for that.
So like no, they can get a Bo Nix. They can get a Bo Nix for JJ McCarthy at 12 maybe.
I was hearing Jaden Daniels as high as 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why he's saying
Jaden Daniels. Michael
Penix. It's good. That's what I'm saying.
Penix that you can grab in the second round.
Yeah. Penix is gonna fall.
Man. Yeah.
The Raiders.
Fuck. They got Gardner Minshew over
there. There might be some like main quarterbacks that have been like.
Yeah, there's guys out there.
Yo,
think about the kid from Florida State who tore his leg, who broke his leg or whatever, tore his knee.
Oh, the fuck's his name? I can't remember his name. Is
like he'll be fucking late round pick now, and like that's a great grab to have.
Oh yeah, he'll be like a fourth, fifth rounder probably.
The old Raiders.
Because like right now, Penix is gonna wear the black and silver.
Like, wouldn't surprise me. Because like, you know Caleb's one, even though I don't like Caleb Williams. I don't like him. He's
bigger worthy. He's gonna wear the black and silver. He's the fastest guy in the draft.
Yeah. Because Caleb Williams, he's too big for his own head. I think.
Caleb Williams is nice, bro.
I
think he becomes a loser.
He wasn't last year. Last year was not a good, very good season for him. Drake May, maybe he'll be good because like, you never know, North Carolina. I don't know. I think Jalen Daniels is gonna be fucking. Nah, I think he's gonna be good.
I wouldn't draft the fucking quarterback from North.
That's what like man, it's like Drake May looked like Drake May was very good in college.
Drake May's gonna be a stud, I think.
It's just do you trust a North Carolina quarterback?
No.
He's the best one that's ever come out.
That's what I'm saying. He might be the best one that they've ever had.
Yeah, they said that about what's his nuts.
Who?
Tim Howell?
Fucking Mitch Trubisky.
No,
Trubisky. Trubisky. No. Yeah, Trubisky. Nobody thought the Bears should have taken him that high. I didn't think he'd be this shit. Not that he should. Like, I thought he'd be at least like a starter in the NFL for somebody, but he can't even fucking start in the NFL like consistently.
Mitch.
And then I like Jalen. I think Daniels is gonna be the best one. That's what I guess. It always depends where you go, but I feel like he's gonna be the best one.
You know, it's funny if you look fast. A lot of these quarterbacks in this draft played on two different teams.
Well, a lot of transfers, yeah.
Caleb Williams, Oklahoma, USC, Bo Nix, Auburn, Oregon, Penix. Was Indiana and Washington.
Yeah.
Jay Daniels was Arizona State and then LSU. Hilarious. A lot of guys, it's multiple teams.
But that's college football.
Yeah, that's what the thing is now.
That's what college football is now, though.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, Spencer Rattler. Yeah, he's been on.
That's why the two of them got out.
Hartman, Wake Forest, Notre Dame. Like, a lot of guys.
Oh,
Don't even start with.
Nick Saban?
No, we could go on a whole thing about like you just sparked the whole.
Oh.
You hear about college fucking football, these clown birds?
Right, a lot of coaches leaving, right? It's hard to. They're like, this is fucked up. I'm out.
No, with the playoffs, did you hear this? They're trying to move to 16. Yeah, good.
Good.
No, but they haven't even had 12 yet.
Yeah, so you know, fuck it.
Talk about 14 or 16.
Do it.
Fuck. Yeah, that's fine if they do it, but did you not hear the SEC and the Big Ten are trying to confirm 4 bids each?
Oh, no, see, that's stupid.
Despite regular season.
And they're going to get it. And they're going to get it if that happens.
I mean, probably. That's fucking stupid.
Because the it's ridiculous. Just 16, I don't know. I like 12.
12 is perfect, but they're apparently.
I get 16, though. I get it.
They want to go towards the NFL model.
That's why 16. I understand 16.
Like bye weeks and stuff.
Well, look, the NFL is going to go to 18 games soon, as we saw already. Yep. We knew it was going to happen anyway. Like 17 is always weird. I'm like, just go 18.
I don't know why everyone's been in a fucking uproar, man. The NFL's been doing it for how long?
Well, fuck, forever. Yeah. For at least right? Since.
I mean, like, it's not.
Talked about for like 15 years.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking difficult. You give them two bye weeks. Like, what's so fucking hard about it?
But that's the thing, though. The problem is, the NFL's not. The CFL, as much as whatever, like, got teams. Like, there's no random fucking. Like, you don't have these midweek games. Where in the NFL, you have a Thursday, now they're bringing a Friday game in consistently. talk about player safety. 18 games in this NFL is different only because they don't actually care about safety. That's why it's different, at least in my eyes. CFL, you play Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and that's it. You don't play.
Why do I make bets
anywhere else?
Less steady lately.
The NFL, 18 games makes sense, but because they're so, they don't give a fuck about safety. 18 games is, they should have never left 16 games in the NFL. But
it can't last, Frank. It can't last forever.
Raptors are always gonna lose. They play Detroit. Detroit's shit.
Why would you bet on the Raptors?
Detroit plays Detroit's shit, but they beat Toronto.
that's a guaranteed fuck. I would have bet $50 on the Pistons tonight. Are you kidding me?
It's only a game worth watching as a Pistons fan is when they played Toronto. It's like, okay, here
we
go.
That's a fucking lock. Lead pipe lock.
Especially when it's in Detroit. Because then they call it, what do they call it? Fucking, they call it, what do they call it? Oh, fucking Toronto North or bullshit like that?
They hate it when.
That's fucking stupid
they
shit.
They hate it when the Raptors fans come down.
Oh, it's all fuck.
Right. Who am I going to bet on now?
It's lame as fuck. Toronto North. What do they call it? Toronto North or whatever? Toronto South. Fucking losers.
That's the problem with the betting. That's why, you know, at the UFC on Saturday, I was at a party and the guy was like, so guy Gilbert Burns on all my parlays. And I'm like, so you can't do that, man. Now you're going to buy back, and that's bad news. You got to keep him off at least one. No matter how confident you are in somebody,
yeah,
you have to at least have one different person on your parlay.
My bet lately, though, like, I've been getting, like, just destroyed.
I've been mainly even.
I'm a cooler, eh?
You know what I realized? I'm awful in a lot of these bets because I'm an NFL. Like, NFL bet is when I want all my money. Now I'm just losing it all.
Yeah. Fuck, I haven't been in years.
The madness coming. The madness about the it's conference championship week.
Fuck, I haven't followed college basketball at all. This, like, I don't even fucking know who's.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from that. Again, because of my big source of listening is like a lot of the betting, and I read a lot about the gambling guys.
Yeah.
Right as soon as Super Bowl, like as soon as the Super Bowl was over,
instantly you go right there.
All the pro guys are off, like right on to college. If they weren't already, there's some pro guys. See, this is the thing, man. There's some guys who follow one sport all fucking year from a betting perspective. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, I guess so.
They might dabble a little bit in golf or a little bit of this or a little bit of that, but mainly they're just like watching. Anyone, it's college. Like, they can watch any conference, any like level. It's crazy.
We've got a little bit of Conference USA.
Oh, we're talking a little bit of Mountain West.
I want to look at because I want
Missouri, the Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley.
I want to see how UConn was doing in college basketball.
Sun Belt.
If you had to guess where UConn, what's UConn's ranking seeing this season, Joby? If you had to guess.
Garbage. No, are they? No, they're good again, aren't they? Just
take a wild guess.
Yeah, they're gonna get the one seed.
They're number two in the country right now.
Yeah, they're gonna get their one seed in there.
Now, see that I watched because they're. I watched college basketball because they're in it now. Like, I watched the Huskies play.
There's three number ones already, I think, decided, and then one's up in the air still.
Yeah.
I just love that, like. It's one of those things where, like, I remember picking the Huskies as a favorite team for shits and gigs, but hey, I watch those fuckers every year if I can. Like, if they're March Madness, I watch every
the old UConn.
Don't
Huskies,
know why.
Eh?
I don't know why I give a fuck about the UConn Huskies, but I like them. I think it was the logo. The logo attracted me because not quite a wolf, but a Huskies. It's close enough to a wolf, like in Rome. So that's why I like the Huskies.
Never mind, bro. Crane had a fucking Ray Allen Huskies jersey that I used to steal from him.
Oh yeah.
We had a lot of Big East stuff because the old Shrikesters into college ball, and we were always in Upper New York. So, like, we had St. John's Red Storm shit. Pat was into Georgetown.
Oh, man. I had mad Georgetown stuff as a kid.
Oh, bro. Georgetown was big in the hip hop scene.
Yeah.
Hoyas.
I had sweaters. I had sweaters. I had track pants. I had fucking.
I had Hoyas stuff too.
Oh, yeah. I think every kid did at that time.
And then Syracuse.
Syracuse is big.
Syracuse feels like they're like always on TV here in Canada. Like, always were.
Well, they're it's New York. Like, it's a New York place. It's fucking
Orange Man.
It's a cool fucking, and it's like the colors are like the color people like the color. It's just different, I guess. I don't know.
It's just the orange now.
It's just the orange because we live in the world we live in. That's okay though.
And then you got the WAC.
The WAC.
And the MAC.
And the MAC. The A-10.
It's a weird week that the tournament doesn't start this week. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it started this week, but I was wrong.
It's gonna be a good tourney. Right. Everyone's friggin' like, I mean, remember when we were kids and we thought there'd never be a 16 beat a 1?
like ever.
I know,
like,
right? And now it's happened a couple times.
Now you're like, you almost expect it to happen at least one of the games. You're like, oh, 16's winning. One of these 16's are winning now.
It's just crazy that it's happened twice.
Yeah.
Dude, and then Virginia the very next year went on to win it all.
Yeah.
Because that's what someone was talking about with Purdue. I was reading or listening to it. It was like, what if Purdue comes back and wins it all after getting outed by Farley Dickinson?
Yeah,
there's a team that lost last year.
Yeah.
There's a team that lost. Wow.
Purdue.
But they had two freshman guards last year.
Yeah.
Two. So that's the thing with college. So, like, that's the one thing about sports betting and, like, even fandom. So that's the thing with the betting and the fandom. Like, I wouldn't be able to know storylines in college basketball.
No.
Like, I wouldn't even know players' stats and stuff like this. And then there's transfer portal and shit, too, just like basketball or football. Like, they come up from JUCO or they come from here. Coach, like, dude, that's what I mean. I know about some of these teams, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun tournament. But, like, everybody's close.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. Because the last, like, week
they're
or so.
They're saying, you're the only team that go on a run this year.
Okay. Otherwise, it's been pretty fucking... Pretty it's even.
Been trading back and forth. Like, you got Houston, who's good.
Houston's won, that I saw, which is crazy. Yeah. Houston's won. I guess they've been good the last few years.
Except UConn got dusted by Creighton when they were in the middle of their
Season. Yeah.
Streak. Yeah. Creighton. Everybody likes Creighton. So that's the thing. Creighton, like, people are talking about Creighton making it to the Final Four and shit. Like, talking about it.
Yeah.
It could be an upset. Like.
Oh yeah. But college basketball, March Madness is always good for those upsets. Always.
I'm more interested in the women's tournament because of Caitlin Clark, people like that. And
right now. Bro, and then South Carolina and LSU just got into a mad beef during their match.
Yeah, good. Fuck. It was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, the women's tourney is going to be dope.
Be bomb.
Let me know if you got any betting angles.
I guess women's basketball seems like it's always going to be top heavy, but.
I was going to say, speaking of, I'm actually going to go take a future.
I was going to say, I do have, it's because it's been a while. I'll say this is my I have a push of the month or so. I should say.
I love it.
Frank will enjoy this one. Frank will enjoy this push. So.
Derrick Henry.
I wouldn't. That's good. Lord, no. I don't like. I hate that too. So I would say about a month and a half ago, a certain team that me and Frank enjoy, we're in a rough spot, down in ninth place, with a Portuguese coach who was doing well, but like
not good enough.
So we fired him. We fired the special one as they call him, and we signed this little guy. You know. His name is Daniele De Rossi. Okay?
This guy.
Legend at Rome for fucking, maybe not 25 I taught you, but like almost 20 years he was fucking there. Balling, being a psychopath, winning games, doing well. And he's given the spot. We have a good roster, but okay, we got to figure this shit out. What does he do when he comes in? We go from ninth to battling for fourth, dusting Brighton in the Europa League, another fucking British team. We went from middle of the pack in scoring, we're now number two in the league in scoring.
Crazy,
and that's all. And that's he's got seven wins, two draws, and one loss. And his only loss is against Inter, who doesn't lose to anybody. They have one loss all across Europe, and they were winning that game too. But because Pellegrini came on consistently to play, he's fucking going off. Dybala's going off. It's just my push is that I hope they sign him to a long term deal because from watching and again Mourinho. I always say this. I say this all the time to people. It's like when I talk to like my cousins or people that watch soccer. I'm like, yes, we won a conference league. We made a Europa League final. You did great, but in the league, we didn't do great. We our best finish was sixth place with Mourinho in Serie A. So like, which is fine, but I want to make Champions League football. But as soon as Dorsey comes in,
speaking of futures bets, I bet Roma to make the Europa League.
Oh yeah, I think they're gonna make the final. But he comes in and it's a whole different team. It's a whole different team to the extent of before I wrap this up. But the last game against Fiorentina, he was playing the Mourinho formation, the three at the back, and then they switched to his regular 4-3-3, and then they tie the game. Like they go whatever, and then they talk about it after how the players are now rejecting Mourinho's system. Like they want to play the De Rossi system consistently because like. when you with the roster, like we don't with Mourinho, if we scored a goal, we weren't scoring a goal. We were lucky to score another one because like he just said, okay, let's sit back. I've never seen so many times like Roma like scoring four goals consistently is a weird thing to see, or three, like it's been like, it hasn't been like that for maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years since we've been scoring like fucking 3-4 goals a game. So I'm just happy. I'm happy it's De Rossi. I hope it's signed to a long-term deal. I hope Totti's the new director to sign players, and then I can ride off into the sunset and just watch Roma, and whatever happens. If Totti's back in Rome and they're doing well, I love the Broncos. I love the Leafs.
Don't give a fuck.
But I don't care anymore. I'm like, I'm good. I can if they're both shit and Roma's good, I'm good. I'll have no Roma, as much as Roma, it's been tough as a fan, but a lot of it to do with a certain team cheating for fucking 10-15 years, so we couldn't win trophies. They've never disappointed me like the other two teams do. So if they can figure it out, the Broncos and Leafs will take a hard back seat to me watching Roma over everything else. And then, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The Leafs, I had.
Well, the Leafs, fuck. The Leafs are the Leafs.
The Leafs are the Leafs.
Like, they're doing well. I'm assuming they're still, like...
Yeah, they're locked in the third.
They're locked in, like, whatever. They're going to be at least third, right? Like, they're not going to... Can they finish second?
No. They had a chance. They're
that far behind?
They were... Okay. The last week when they lost to Boston twice...
Oh, that didn't help you, of course. Yeah.
They were...
Yeah,
that didn't help. Going into those two games, they were six behind with, like...
Six behind second?
Six behind Boston.
Oh, six behind Boston. Okay. There was 2 seconds. Yeah, sorry.
With, like... Two or three games in hand.
That turns into 10 like that. Oh, my God, yeah.
And now
it's not even fucking... No. But we're locked at the third, which is...
Yeah, they're like 6 points.
So we're going to play Boston in the first round.
Yeah.
Most likely, which is... Again, at this point, it doesn't matter who we're playing, obviously. You got to do well. And hopefully, Austin, all these goals he's scoring, translates into April. But we've known to have been wrong before. Or not wrong. We've been like hopeful before to be just disappointed.
Yeah.
So, but I'm hoping, like, I don't know. I've watched more games in the last, I guess, like, couple months just because there's no football. And like.
Well, let me go on a tangent that I went on last week here because the Leafs pissed me off.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. I watched them fucking play Boston on a Monday night, lose 4-1.
Yep.
Then I watched the Oilers play the next night against Boston. And I watched Connor McDavid assist on a goal by Leon Draisaitl to tie the game 1-1 to go to overtime. And then I watched Connor McDavid assist on a goal by Leon Draisaitl to win the game in overtime. Okay, and then I watched the Leafs again play Boston 2 nights later.
Yep.
And get boom, 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 4-1, lost. Because Mitch Marner didn't want to shoot an empty net when they were down 2-1.
Weird, yeah.
You already scored one goal, you know. And guess who didn't score at all in those games?
Yeah.
Austin Matthews. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All these guys. Nylander was floating on a penalty kill in the Thursday game. And then he's the one who gave the puck up to give a breakaway to go down 2-0.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Like, what is it going to take for these people to realize? These guys just don't have it. I hope I'm wrong in a month.
Of course. You want to be wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. But they don't have it. They got to play Boston first round. Five, six games.
But see, Frank, we've been hopeful we'd be wrong for fucking a decade now.
Well, that was the best. So I went to work the one
day. You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
And this guy I work with goes, you give Kenny Pickett a pass, but not Marner and Matthews. I go, Kenny Pickett's played in the NFL for 2 years.
It's way different.
This is Marner and Matthews, you're 8.
It's not
How
even.
How many fucking passes do they fucking get?
That's not comparable at all. That's not, not
I don't understand.
It's not the same conversation. Yeah, they get.
Makes me sick. Now I'm upset again. Thank God the Oilers are about to start.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's...
Not a statement I thought I'd hear from you within the recent years.
What, the Oilers?
You think God the Oilers are starting? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I get it.
When you get invested in a good product, you get invested in a good product.
That's what I mean. I understand. I just...
Well, the Leafs aren't a good product.
They're the Leafs.
That's awesome. The best was, so this was actually, this is the best part of the story. I missed this part of the story. So the Leafs lost on the Monday.
Yeah.
Right? And I was ripping Marner's and Matthew and all them on that Tuesday morning. And I said, watch the Oilers tonight. Oilers win. Then the Wednesday night, the Leafs play the Sabres and win in overtime, right? And Matthew scores the overtime goal. And he comes to work and says, Frank, you see Matthew's his big goal? I go, yeah, it's a big goal that he could score an overtime winner
3-on-3 against the 14th place team in the East. That's a fucking, yeah, big goal. That's the first place team in the East. Or second place team in the East. How about scoring big goals against them?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Never mind the fucking 14th place team in the East scoring a goal 3-on-3 in overtime. Sweet.
Like, I hope so. That's a really... That's
I hope so. All these hat tricks I see all the time. I never see them against Boston before.
No.
All these hat tricks all the time.
Yeah.
It's certain teams. That's why I said, like, yes, the goal... Like, he scores goals. He's the greatest goal... Like, he's great. But you have to watch who he scores it against. You have to watch the game. Who's it?
Great goal scorer.
Who does
it... Marner, though, is a waste of money. And John Tavares is a waste of money. Nylander's looking like a waste of money.
Tavares, because he knows he's on the tail end of whatever this is.
Oh.
Marner is just...
My age. He looks like he's fucking 40.
Oh, yeah. Marner, I don't know. I always have a beef with Marner every time, every year. I have a beef with. I like him, but like he just, I don't know. He's fucking.
They need Fogle, okay?
Fogle.
They need Fogle. They need Corey Perry. Scumbags. They need scumbags.
No, they don't fucking.
They need a couple scumbags.
They don't have any scumbags. Who's their
they need a couple scumbags?
They're only the closest thing to a scumbag is fucking what's his name? Fucking Reeves. He's not really a scumbag. He's just a big fighter. He's not really a, like.
I will give credit. I like the pickups of that Edmondson or whatever.
Yeah.
Edmondson and the Boosh.
And what was Dewar? Was the other guy that picked
Dewar.
Up? Dewar. I don't know why I said Dewar.
Yeah, I don't care about that guy. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I was just, yeah. No, the Edmondson was a good pickup. You need something like that.
Again, we will see.
You don't know. It's like any sport. Like, we can play it as Leaf fans because, like, we want to, I know the teams in Minnesota and Cleveland, all these sports franchises have been shit for 40 years. Well, you know what? In Toronto, at least for the Leafs, I have a different. Like, I know Frank, there's a different standard of how good you're supposed to be.
Yes.
All the years of watching, not really watching. Like when we were kids, when Gilmore was on, but like from Sittler to fucking to Wendell to Gilmore to Sundin, I was like, okay, like I've seen, like we've gotten close, we've done this, we've done that, and then all of a sudden,
when Allie goes to me, they didn't win cups. I go, I get it, but guess what they did? They competed.
They won cups.
They competed. Sundin
made two conference finals.
Yeah,
fucking,
I'm saying they were competing.
Gilmore
like,
got
screwed. That good. Like, actually, the '93 team should have won a cup.
Gilmore got screwed because you can't.
Even in 2002, they should have went to the cup final. Everybody was hurt.
2002 was our year of that was our cup year. Which sounds fucked now. But that was our cup year.
Which they probably wouldn't have won the cup because that Detroit team was.
No, hurt. But getting there would have changed everything. Just getting there. That's the thing with the Leafs. Is getting there like '93 getting there. Even if we lose to Montreal. Getting there is we got there. That's all that matters. All that matters is getting there. Because like
you don't understand my frustration.
Oh, 100%.
It's been 3 years of me saying this on this show.
Well, yeah, fuck it.
Somehow it changed.
No.
Well, last year was there like as a TV show watching sports fan, especially not Blue Jays. Like, remember how all in I was on the Leafs last year?
Oh yeah.
Storyline? They were fucking Cody Rhodes last year.
They were.
They were fucking Cody Rhodes. Finish the story.
And they won a series.
Finish the fucking story.
Right? They won a series, and then we got excited because, oh my God, they're not playing Boston. They're playing the 8th seed of Florida. And they went back to being that typical first-round scared Leafs team.
It was so fucking weird. They just
didn't want to compete and lost in fucking five.
Florida just beat us up.
Everyone's like, oh, Bobrovsky, well, you know, you're running through a hot goalie. Like, this isn't J.S. Jaguar years, bro.
Yeah,
like...
Why? How is it always the Leafs running into a hot goalie?
It makes me laugh.
Who else runs into a hot goalie but the Leafs?
What did Florida do the next series? Did they sweep?
They beat Carolina, did they not?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a sweep. I can't remember.
It was five or... It was not seven. It might have been five. But it was five, maybe six. But different...
They were beating everybody. But the point is, with the Leafs guys, it's like... Okay, but... Are you okay with that? No, Florida did sweep them. Are we okay with continuing saying that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so,
okay, yeah.
The Columbus year, hot goalie. The Montreal year, Carey Price.
Yeah, right? You lose...
Tampa year, Vasilevsky. Okay, well, what are our $10 million guys who are paid to fucking score goals on these hot goalies?
Especially when our goalie... Like, these games, a lot of these games were losing 2-1. So what happens, what about our goalie? Like, they're...
Our goalie. At the end of the day, the Panthers paid Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Lightning paid
Vasilevsky, yeah.
You're on the case.
Didn't pay a goalie.
No.
They paid Matthews, they paid Marner, they paid Tavares, they paid Nylander. That means you gotta score fucking goals.
Yeah, buddy, you're off the case.
Take this in. Like, how little we paid attention to hockey. And listen to this. Vegas Golden Knights won 4-1 in the Stanley Cup final. One game was 5-2, one game was 7-2, and one game was 9-3.
Yeah, you gotta score goals. Sure. You score goals.
Bobrovsky made, and they beat Dallas 6-0.
Yeah,
against
the Oilers.
Six.
Against the Oilers, those games were like fucking 5-4, 6-3.
Yeah,
like it was insane that when they beat the Oilers in 6 to Vegas.
Because teams, we don't put the, because even at the, at
I
the,
said I fucking 13 goals in 2 rounds.
At the base of it, we don't even put the puck on the net. Like, just, there's times where, like, I don't watch many teams play, but I watch highlights and I see all these chances these teams are taking. Like, Leafs, you guys not watch anything, like, just shoot the fucking puck. Like, shoot the puck. The net's not that small. Like, shoot the fucking puck. You never know what's going to happen, but they never just take a chance from the blue line, just toss it on net. They don't do that.
Taking that the Kraken took the Stars to 7 games.
Yeah, of course.
In the same leg of the series where the Leafs lost.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 3-2 the Panthers, 2-1 they won.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the 2 they lost in overtime.
Yeah, look at the scores in the Leafs Panthers games. Look at those scores.
3-2, 4-2. Leafs did not score more than 3 goals that whole series.
And you're gonna blame the fucking.
Take that back. The Leafs did not score more than 2 goals.
No.
Yes, I remember complaining about that. Hey, all these guys.
2 goals.
Money.
Yeah.
Two.
Holy shit. Pepino, tell me about Matthews getting a hat trick against the fucking Phoenix Coyotes in January.
And how many?
Tell me about Matthews getting a hat trick against the fucking Ottawa Senators in December.
Yeah, and this is the thing with the Leaf with the goalie and defense talk. That Florida series, how many games was that series?
5. They lost in 5.
That's what I'm saying, but yeah. And that's by losing by one score because of Samsonov and our defense. Because our offense didn't want to score a goal. Like, if it wasn't for Samsonov, that would have been we lost in 5 anyway. That could have been fucking 5-6-1 every fucking game. If it wasn't for Samsonov. Wasn't for the defense. Like, it's fucked. Like,
Game 1 against Tampa, 7-3 Tampa. Game 2, yeah. 7-2 Leafs.
That was fucky still. Yeah.
Then 4-3 overtime.
4, yeah.
Then 5-4.
5.
So 3-1 the Leafs. 3-1 Leafs in that. Next game, 4-2 Lightning.
Yeah.
Next game, 2-1 Leafs.
Yeah.
So it's two goals after that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, once they get figured out or the playoffs get squeezed, like, 2-2-2-2-2, like,
it's bananas. Every game 2 goals. It's bananas. It's fucked. Because literally you score one more goal in each of those games, all of a sudden we could be up in that series. We win that. Like, it's so, like, it's bad.
That's why you're losing 4-1 2 times in a row to Boston.
Exactly. Right. 100%.
Yeah.
It's not because of a hot goalie. It's because your guys can't score in the big moments. It's not because you're playing a hot goalie. What the fuck is that hot goalie?
It turns out the league has figured these guys out.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course they have. That's the reason they last year was the first time they won a fucking playoff series in fucking 20 years. They just had to beat Tampa. Just by sheer will, they had to beat Tampa last year, and then they fucking devolved to the fucking Leafs of fucking 5-6 years ago.
They're gonna do it though. They're gonna do it this
year. We'll see. You hope so because you're just it's just annoying more than anything. I'm not even mad anymore. Just annoyed.
Since we're on hockey, does it turn out that Dubas is actually a clown shoes or what, boys?
I love it. Oh,
we knew it.
It's gonna happen.
We knew it. We didn't fucking. It's just
a shit show right now.
Oh, because obviously you guys know. So Brandon's a Pittsburgh fan. So beginning of the year, he's like, oh, you know, Dubas, and then now, like, the more recent thought, he's like, man. I'm like, I told you. I'm like, he's Dubas. Dubas will give you a little teaser, and then he'll show his true colors by the midseason. Then you're gonna hate Dubas.
Dooby Looby.
Yeah.
It's great that he brought his buddy Bunting to help out.
isn't Spezza there too?
Yeah, in management.
In management, yeah, that's hilarious.
Funny, the Pittsburgh scored one goal the last 4 or 5 games.
And now there's a talk of
Bunting.
But Crosby leaving.
I was going to say it was Bunting.
Crosby leaving Pittsburgh now is like amazing because, like.
If Crosby leaves Pittsburgh, that's when you know Kyle Dubas is the worst GM manager. Okay?
And, like, but
from fucking day one. Nobody wanted to believe me.
No. Well, most people didn't want to believe, yeah. But
Chuck E. Cheese over there.
Let's say hypothetically.
Doobie-woobie.
Chuck E. Cheese. But even hypothetically, Chuckles. Though, let's say Crosby does leave. Where the fuck, like, do they trade Crosby?
Yeah, of course. But
I mean, like, who do you trade Crosby? Because, like, I feel like Crosby has, like, choice of where he's going at this point.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well,
like, you're going
to
talk.
He's got no trade clause. I don't think they trade Crosby. That's ridiculous to me.
Oh, of course
I'm
it is.
I'm a big believer in guys like that staying on one team.
Oh, 100%.
Just play it out. Let's see what happens. Let's see if Dubas cannot fuck it up anymore.
He's not going anywhere. I'm so, just saying. No, he's not going anywhere.
There was a source that said, like, just obviously he wants to, like, stay in Pittsburgh.
Of course. It's a city.
But it's hard. It's hard to see Sidney Crosby playing meaningless games with so little left in his career, with so much left to give.
That's why it's, yeah. Like, he doesn't, the thing is, he doesn't want to go for sure. It's just situational. Who knows what's going to happen the next year.
And he's not Jágr. He's not there to be, like, a coach on the ice, get some points, and hang out with the boys.
No, he's there to win.
This guy's a competitor.
He wins cups.
Jágr, was it?
Oh, no.
I don't think it's in Crosby to not.
Crosby's cup or nothing. That's his brain.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, Sidney Crosby doesn't play for anything but the Stanley Cup.
That's the only reason he's playing. The only reason he plays is for the cup. And, like, more often than not, he's always sniffing it. There's a couple years, obviously. You're not going to be perfect every year. But, like, Crosby wins cups. And that's all it is.
More likely is Dubas is out and they fucking.
Yeah. Oh,
I would love if they got rid of Dubas.
That's 100% more likely.
Is Dubas a GM?
Yeah, more likely is they punt on Dubas.
I thought he was VP.
Try to capitalize on the
window. No, I think.
Or they punt Sullivan out there.
Because Dubas is he VP? Is he VP or just GM?
No, he's GM.
He's GM. He has not. Yeah, I would say he's just GM.
But apparently, everybody's cheesed about Gensel in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Gensel was a big locker room guy.
That's not
Gensel. I don't get it.
Yeah, apparently Gensel's a big locker room guy. Who would have thought?
Who did trade him to?
Carolina.
Fuck, I forgot what team it was.
Like, for me, it's like,
yo, the Canes are good.
Yeah, they're assholes.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they're gonna be a scrappy team. In that
yeah, they're pieces of shit. Are
we talking about a little Martin Nechas? Like, that guy's fucking nasty.
They're fucking gay, but they're good.
They're good.
I know. That's why I hate them. That's why I don't like. I hate them even more that they're actually good at hockey. Like, I hated them because they were shit because they're Carolina. Now I hate them even more because they're actually like. They make the playoffs. They make little runs here and there. They're fucking.
Look, Florida's really good this year too. Florida and Carolina.
Hockey first round is gonna be fucking wild.
It's gonna be nuts.
Like it always is. But like literally, all 16 teams can legit like win. It's wild.
Yeah, it's more open than at least again. I want
the Leafs. Sorry, it's a 15 team.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have to admit one because one's just.
Dude, first round this year is gonna be like there'll be some series that. Couple periods will be good here and there.
Yeah, of course.
They'll be fighting hard, but like the team will win 4-1 or whatever. But there's gonna be some series that are gonna be like old school our time, like
oh yeah,
legit bloodbaths. Like it's gonna be fucked this year. Yo, I don't know if you guys have seen it, just YouTube it. Like this year's been violent.
I've seen highlights and shit. Oh yeah, it's been nuts with fighting and hits and everything. It's been fucked.
Like if the playoffs were to start today, it would be the Bruins and the Leafs.
Yep.
And the Panthers.
Fucking you.
And the Panthers and the Islanders.
Which would be, yeah, okay.
And then it would be the Rangers and the Lightning, which would be bomb.
That'd be good.
And then Carolina and Philly.
The West
is insane.
The West is fucked.
The West is insane. The West would be Vancouver and Vegas.
Huh.
And then Edmonton and the Kings in one bracket. And then the other bracket would be Dallas and Nashville, and then Winnipeg and Colorado. Oof. Like, bomb teams are going out first round.
Yep. Especially in the West, yeah.
Stupid NHL.
Yeah,
it's stupid Boston fucking playoff. Again, like,
because Florida and Boston are 3 points apart.
Yeah, and then Boston's fucking 50 points ahead of us, basically.
They are 9 points ahead, but the Leafs have 3 games in hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
That gives us some. But how far away from Florida?
How far away from Florida?
So 12 points? 12 points then?
12 points. 12 points. Florida with 2 games in hand.
Ah, okay, so yeah, we'd have to go on a crazy run to even sniff that. Yeah, okay, so we're,
even to catch Boston, you'd have to hope that we go on a crazy run or Boston falls.
But either way, we're playing Boston. It just depends on maybe we can sneak in to get home ice, but we're gonna probably most likely play Boston.
Most likely play in Boston, I think.
It's just right now, depending on how those 3 games in hand work out for us.
Yeah,
because those 3 games in hand, you better win 2 of those extra fucking games. Just
the
fucking.
The Red Wings better start starting Reimer because they're still tied for a playoff spot. They're just out right now, but they've lost 6 straight.
Yep, the Sabres are coming.
Fought at practice, too.
Put Reimer in, okay?
Who fought at practice?
The Red Wings.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, boys.
The good shit, boys.
Yep.
That's all she wrote for today.
Sports.
Sports.
Take care now.
Lots of them.
Have a good one.
Smell you later.